In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Salzo, and we're continuing with the second appeal. This is the appeal, the maternal appeal of the Blessed Mother to Luisa Picaretta and to the whole world. She says this: in this book, you will see wonders. In this book, you will find a mother who loves you so much as to sacrifice her own beloved son for you, in order to allow you to live of the very life from which the Blessed Mother lived on earth. So here we have what Jesus is showing us through his mother. This book of heaven, you will see wonders. You will find a mother and queen from heaven who loves you so much as to sacrifice her own son. This is one of the discoveries that astonished me, that because our Heavenly Father wanted Jesus crucified, Our Lady, in the will of God, also wanted Jesus crucified. She knew that either her son died or all mankind would die. And so she sacrificed her own son. What mother can sacrifice their beloved child? Jesus was completely innocent. Yet the Blessed Mother knew if he did not sacrifice his life, we would never, ever have what the Blessed Mother has. This is you're going to learn so much of how much Our Lady loves us. She says, "Do not give me this sorrow." She says, "Do not reject me. This book is so important. Please," she says, "accept this gift of heaven that I, Mary, am bringing to you." If you have the book of heaven, Jesus and Mary has given you this book. I don't care where you got it. I don't care who gave you this book. Jesus and Mary knew from the beginning of time that you would have this book to help you begin to live the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. She says, "I, the Blessed Mother, am bringing you this book." She says, "Welcome my visit. Welcome my lessons." She's going to teach us as a good mother teaches us. She says, "Know that I, Mary, will go all over the world, all her apparitions worldwide. I will go to each individual. I will go to all families. I will go to all religious communities. I will go to every nation. I will go to all peoples. And if needed," she says, "I will go about for entire centuries until, as queen, I have formed my people. And as mother, my children may know the divine will and let the divine will reign everywhere." Now we begin to understand all the apparitions worldwide that Our Lady has done over the centuries to prepare for the kingdom of the divine will for her children. This divine royalty, to be clothed in divinity. This is what the priest prays every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Every time he puts the drop of water into the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. And so she says this. The Blessed Mother tells us, here is the purpose of this book of heaven. Those who will welcome it with love will be the first fortunate children to belong to the kingdom of the divine fiat. This is where we are. Those that are reading the book of heaven are the first fortunate children to begin to possess this kingdom of the divine fiat. And she says this is so beautiful. With gold letters, with gold characters, I, Mary, will write the names who are focusing on the book of heaven in my maternal heart. This is Our Lady's promise. And those who are reading the book of heaven begin to live heaven on earth. They're filled with happiness, filled with joy, filled with confidence in God, trust in God. This is what's happening to all the little souls who are returning back to God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their soul, like the Blessed Mother did. We are beginning to live this life. So Jesus says to us through the Blessed Mother, do you see, my daughter, that same infinite love of God who wanted to use me in redemption to make the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, descend upon earth, calls me, the Blessed Mother, now back into the field once again, back to get everyone ready for this time of sanctification. So the Heavenly Father is now entrusting to the Blessed Mother the difficult task, the sublime mandate to form the children of the kingdom of the divine will on earth as in heaven. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. This is a glorious time to be alive. There's a lot of difficulties happening in the church and in the world. But Jesus is closing one door and opening the door to the kingdom, opening the door to the New Jerusalem, opening the door of this kingdom of the divine will, which is the kingdom of the Blessed Mother. And all the little children of the Holy Divine Will are being called to re-enter into this life. This is a gift, as Our Lady says. Some people don't want that gift. Some people want to continue to live in their misery with worry, with fear, with anxiety, with complaints, with negativity. But those that want this kingdom of the divine will, Our Lady is freeing us from worry and all anxiety. We begin to trust in Jesus in a way that makes the Blessed Mother happy, makes Jesus happy. So this is what Jesus says to us through the Blessed Mother. Therefore, with paternal care, with maternal care, I, Mary, put myself to work. Okay, so Our Lady is doing this. She's preparing for you, for us, the way which will lead us to this happy kingdom. Jesus tells Luisa, don't wait until you die to begin to live in the kingdom. He says, I want all my children to live in the kingdom now before they die. What is the kingdom? It's a kingdom of peace, joy, and happiness. You cannot believe, at this point, if you haven't read the Book of Heaven, how happy you're going to be. You're going to be listening to Jesus and Mary every day as they speak to us to help us begin to live the fulfillment of the Our Father. May the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. So this is what she says. She says, for this purpose, I, Mary, will give you sublime and celestial heaven, lessons of heaven. This is not lessons from earth. This is from the Mother of God, Theotokos. And finally, I, Mary, will teach you special and new prayers through which, with these prayers, you will bind the heavens, the sun, the creation, my own life, and that of my son, and all the acts of the saints, past, present, and future, so that in your name, as you pray, as you learn these prayers, all of heaven may beseech the adorable kingdom of the divine will, of the divine volition. A new beginning is coming. And Jesus and Mary are asking us to allow this kingdom to come through our prayers. It's not the prayers of the saints. It's the prayers of Jesus. It's the prayers of Mary, which she says are sublime and celestial lessons, special and new prayers. Your whole prayer life is going to change. This is what's coming. It's like a brand new, but it's not brand new. This is the way Adam prayed in the beginning. So God is getting us ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit will make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to this abundant life of the Holy Spirit that's coming upon earth. So she says this. She says, through these prayers, God will feel disarmed. God will feel won over by the creature, by the soul who prays these prayers. Confident of this help, Our Lady says, you will hasten the coming of the most happy kingdom with me, the Blessed Mother. We will obtain that the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, according to the desire of the divine master, Jesus Christ. Everything is ready. Everything is ready for the kingdom. So the Lord has to close one door to open another. He did this with his crucifixion and death. Once he died on the cross, that door was closed for the Old Testament and open for the New Testament. What we're going through now is the door is closing. Why? The door of the kingdom is opening. This is a glorious time to be alive. This is a magnificent time to be alive. God has predestined us to live at this time. He has chosen us to live at this time to give us the book of heaven. And Our Lady explains everything's going to change. Get ready for the new heavens. Get ready for the new earth. Get ready for the new Jerusalem. This is where we are today. This is what God has planned for us and for all mankind. So rejoice, read the book of heaven, study the book of heaven, put this book of heaven into practice, learn from Jesus, learn from Mary through little Louisa. So let me give you a blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever. God bless you.